Eddie Weisel, 2190.
Yes, Mr. President.
How you feeling?
Fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I got some bad news for you and some good news, too.
What's the bad news?
Well, my friend Sorensen's sitting here at my desk, and he's decided he's going to write a book.
Yes.
And he's the most competent man we got on the staff, and he's going to write a book about the president. But I don't see how I can get along without him.
He mustn't do that.
Well, he's got to do it, and he doesn't want too many memories around here to just live with him every hour. And he's almost as emotional as I am, sentimental as I am. So he wants to go out and go to work for the motion picture producers. And I told him I thought maybe I might get you to help him, and he could still work for me, too.
I certainly will do that.
He's the most competent man we have as a lawyer, as a counselor, as advisor. He's got all the contacts and by far the most skillful writer. He did the good part of that speech yesterday, and then he did it. I've just never had anyone that compares with him, and I think that in the campaign, that on the big speeches where I just got to measure up, I just think he'd be the best one available, and I believe you could do that job for me if you really tried it.
I will do it.
Okay. All right.
There's nobody like him, you know. I don't think nobody could take his place.
I agree with that. I agree with you 100%. Well, will you call me back on it?
Well, what does he want to do for the...
He wants to take Eric Johnson's job.
Oh. Uh-huh. Has he been approached on it? No,
Doesn't know anything about it.
Well, I'll certainly take it up right away.
You get on it and get right back to me, because there's nobody can do that job as well as he can, Eddie, under these circumstances, so you just go on and get it for him.
Well, I'll do my very best.
Okay, partner, and you call me back, will you?
Yes, sir. And what's the good news?
Well, the good news is that you're getting him, and the bad news is I'm losing him.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, he'll be able to work for you if he gets that.
I imagine you'd let him write a speech for me, wouldn't you?
And how? You bet.
And he could come over here and get a little advice from me once in a while, and maybe I'd get some from him.
Wonderful.
And I think it'd be good for all of us.
Bobby Lehman is here, and he sends you his best.
Well, let me talk to him.
Just a minute.
He said, I think I can get it for him.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Bobby, how are you getting along?
Well, I'm getting along fine, and a lot of it is thanks to you.
Well, I'm not...
Really, I think everyone's got so much confidence in what you're doing and in the way you've done it, and... Everyone is so encouraged. It's been a godsend to the country to have you take hold the way you have.
Well, thanks.
I'm impertinent to say that because I'm not qualified to be a judge, but I can tell you I've heard so many compliments and so many encouraging things. It makes me feel very good.
Thank you, Bobby. That's my nice. I appreciate it. I wish you and Eddie. Tell Eddie to call Lou Harrison and make him bring his poll over there and show it to you. It'll confirm what you said.
Well, that's very nice.
And you tell Eddie to call him and come over and look at, see what we're doing around the country. I think you'll like it. And I so much appreciate your interest, Bobby.
Well, thank you, sir.
Now, let me talk to Eddie again.
1 minute. All right. Hello?
Eddie?
Yes, sir.
If I had the money, I'd give this fellow $200,000 a year myself. Now, he's not interested in any plug job. Unless he can be the head of it, there'll be 20 people wanting him for anything. Right. But I just thought that... I thought we had some friends in this outfit, and I didn't think they could find anybody better than one of my best men.
You bet. I think it's a favorite to the industry, and I'll get right on it. It may take me a little while.
Oh, I understand. I understand. You just tell them that if they can draft him if they want to, because I'm going to lose him either to this outfit or some other outfit that I control. I'm not going to just turn him out in the pasture.
Very good.
Let him go his own way, because I want to use him myself.
Very good.
Okay. But thank you, Eddie. You call me back now.
I will.
Bye.